Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Wake Up Crew. And these are the days that, that almost sounded like poetic, didn't it? These are the days.
These are the days of our lives.
This is Thursday, April 17th, and episode 1638. And good news for a lot of toddlers and for people that, celebrate Easter. Easter is Sunday. And an interesting note, Earth Day is next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. The 22nd. So it's Tuesday and the Earth Day celebration. They usually do those on the weekend. So actual Earth Day is on Tuesday, but it's going to be the 26th on the square here. Big fun.
Yeah, big fun. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. Throwback Thursdays today. And I know you don't like golf, but I'm going to talk about it here for a minute.
Going to talk about the Masters.
I am. Jim Nantz and the Masters. Rory McIlroy won it, and he's not from the United States, but he's lived here, so you know he's basically one of us, you know. But that was one of the most thrilling Masters I think I've ever seen. You're not a golfer, I know, but I don't usually watch Sunday golf. I'll watch maybe the last two or three holes. I watched every bit of that Sunday, just about.
Didn't he go into sudden death or something?
Yeah, and he missed a putt on the 18th green, which would have won it for him. And everybody goes, oh, because Roy was trying to get the Grand Slam. There's only like five golfers that have hit the Grand Slam. Nicholas, Tiger Woods, Gary Player, I think Sam Snead, and him. Rory, if he got it. Well, he missed the putt. And everybody goes, it's over, you know. And Justin Rose teed off, had a great second shot. It's on the green, but Rory put his second shot about a foot from the hole. I said he's gonna miss this thing too in sudden death, but he may hit it. He falls down on the ground and he's like, he's tried to get this Grand Slam for 14 years. He hadn't, to try to get that fourth one, last one. It's the PGA and the British Open and the Masters, and there's one more and I can't think of the name of it, maybe the U.S. Open. That may be what it is, yeah. And he started crying. I mean, as he was coming out the thing and coming up the ramp to fill out his scorecard, and he cried while he was speaking. And his mother and father, he's from Ireland, and his mother and father, I don't think they were rich or anything, but they made sure he got to the golf tournaments.
Yeah.
He said he'd been wanting to play golf when he was 4 years old. I mean, that's how long ago. So it was a real touching sort of story, and I was kind of happy for him. Of course, he's the one that kind of defended when Wall went to live golf.
Yeah.
He took a big stand and said, this is not right, you know, you shouldn't do this, you know. And
you were right, it is the U.S. Open, PGA Championship, British Open, and Masters. That's the Triple Crown or whatever they call it, Grand Slam.
If you could see the second shot that he took on that sudden death hole, wow.
They were talking, I heard some conversation. He had like four double bogeys.
Oh, yeah. He was.
And that's the only time in Masters history that that's ever happened.
Yeah, he was seven down at the end of the first round. He came back, by Saturday, he was three up, like 13 under. And then he was behind for just a few minutes in the last round, the last 18 holes. So it was pretty remarkable. But he doesn't take a practice swing either. I don't either, but I need to. But he doesn't take a practice swing, and it's just unbelievable how good he is at doing that. But you know, he'll be forever known now as being the Grand Slam winner. So pretty exciting Sunday. But I should have been out more in the grass. But I watched it all. I don't usually do that, and I had to leave for a little bit, so I taped it. So.
Interesting.
And Jim Nantz is quitting just about everything, I think, but he's going to still continue to do the Masters, I think. But nobody does the Masters like Jim Nantz can do the Masters. It's because he always tells a little story behind it. I mean, he really researches it well.
He's got to, yeah.
And, I mean, it's just...
I mean, you know what it takes just to do any sport.
Right.
But to have all that information in golf, I mean, we talk about baseball and softball being kind of a slower game. Boy, golf is, too.
And it was really dramatic. And... Of course, you can see golf better now because they show you where the balls hit. You know, they've got that little line that shows where the balls hit, so it's a lot better. I will tell you what I did Saturday, too. I was pretending to do the volleyball match my granddaughter was in case we ever decide to do volleyball.
Yeah. How did that go?
I'll be the play-by-play guy of volleyball.
Oh, good. We'll talk.
Kill and set and just some words.
Spike.
You know. Spike, yeah, some of those words. All right, we've got a good show this morning. Stay with us here. It's the Wake Up Crew. It's a Thursday morning. Drive safely out there and hope you have a great morning. Stay with us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. It will be breezy. Breezy conditions remain Thursday night, too. We drop back to 60 with mostly clear skies. Warmer Friday with a high of 84, mostly sunny and gusty winds expected. With partly cloudy skies into Friday night, we'll see breezy conditions and a low of 65. Then a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, high of 86. It will be breezy still. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you needed the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment. RoscoeBrown.com.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Dallas Mavericks are still alive after defeating the Kings in Sacramento 120-106. Anthony Davis, 27 points, 9 rebounds. Klay Thompson, 23 points, including 5 threes.
It's why you train so hard year in and year out to be ready for moments like that. And I know I didn't end my season last year so well in this same building. And I knew once I saw one go in and I got my feet under me, I was going to let it go until I missed. And luckily for me, I didn't miss that quarter. And I think that helped us separate and hold on to that lead, obviously, for the rest of the night.
Dallas will now face Memphis on Friday for the 8th seed in the West, while the Heat eliminated the Bulls 109-90 in their play-in game. And Tyler Hero didn't miss a shot until the second half, ended with 38 points. Miami will now face Atlanta on Friday to compete for the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. And in baseball, the Dodgers completed a 3-game sweep of the Rockies with an 8-7 win.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's a Thursday morning. Yes, it is. And I guess the little kiddies at school are getting kind of anxious. You know, school will be out before long.
It won't be long.
TCAP testing, I guess, is going on. I think it's this week. Or at the start of next week, maybe.
Maybe. I've seen some signs at schools, you know, saying, you know, state testing is
started. Yeah, I think it's after Easter. I think it's, you know, the Monday or Tuesday after Easter. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. You can check out MTE's Energy Hub trailer equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. Free fun for the whole family April 26th on the square. For more information, go to rcearthday.com. And don't forget, it's going to be gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches and hot dogs, free, all free. Drinks, water, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good.
Gourmet grilled cheese. I have not had one of theirs, but I've heard that it's spectacular.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Not as good as the hot dogs that Dalton had at his wedding, Brian. Maybe so. I don't know. Those were the best hot dogs I've ever eaten.
Yes. Bun-length beef hot dogs, all beef. Man, just thinking about them now.
I remember you gave me a few from your freezer.
Mm-hmm.
I took them home. Couldn't find a bun big enough, but I cut them in half.
You could cut them in half, and it was perfectly on a bun. That's how big those hot dogs were.
They were double-decker. I mean, double-sized.
Yeah.
That's not bad. We have our good neighbor of today, and I think you know. Do you know Keith Tobias?
I don't know that I do.
We have gotten a lot of new names in the good neighbor, you know?
Yeah, we have.
Glad to see people are doing that. Keith Tobias is today's good neighbor of the day for the way he cares for friends and families and strangers. He has a wonderful heart, and Keith Tobias will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. You know, you talk about Keith, I mean, the wonderful things they say about these people, you know they're good people.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to even question it. You know, it has a good heart. That's what you say about me, isn't it? I have a good heart.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've never been the good neighbor of the day, so I don't know.
Ever?
But I work here. I'm not eligible, am I? Oh, I am eligible.
I don't think so. Oh. I mean.
Uh-huh. I see what you're doing.
A good pat on the back.
All right. Go ahead and finish your little spiel.
Your daughter's been good neighbor of the day.
Yeah.
But you haven't really ever?
I've never been good neighbor of the day.
Oh, wow.
And I'm so sweet. I have a good heart. I'm helpful.
You want to just write your own?
I'm helpful to others.
We'll get it on next
week.
I'll
just go ahead and put it in now. I'm the good neighbor of that. No. Keith Tobias is today's good neighbor.
Well, if you want to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the ways that you can get in those good neighbors to us. And we're also taking birthdays and anniversaries this morning. We'll announce them all around 8 o'clock and give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig. So you'll want to get on the horn and let us know who's celebrating. 615-893-1450. Well, I'll give you a couple. It is National Kickball Day and National Cheeseball Day.
Cheeseball.
Mm-hmm.
Have a cheeseball.
Yeah.
You can find them at the grocery store.
Like those little Cheetos cheese puffs balls.
6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
I just had my cataract surgery.
McCabe Vision Center.
My astigmatism was corrected. My farsightedness, my nearsightedness, every single thing has been corrected.
McCabe Vision Center.
Give yourself the gift of sight. And I can drive at nighttime. I can see everything. I mean, crystal clear. Anyway, thank you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. We're learning more about an officer-involved shooting yesterday morning near Centennial Park in Nashville. According to DEA agents, the agency was in the area conducting a drug enforcement operation. Officials say that operation led to a shooting by one of their agents involving a suspect. The Metro Nashville Police Department confirmed the victim is 36-year-old Deshaun Patrick Jones. Jones died from his injuries. Two additional suspects were detained after that shooting. A Rutherford County man has been sentenced to more than 50 years in prison following a brutal domestic assault case from 2020. Court records show William Lauper forced confinement of his girlfriend in a dog cage and strangulation that caused her to lose consciousness. According to court testimony, Lomper became enraged when he found the victim speaking to her mother on the phone, accusing her of talking to another man. What followed was a violent attack that lasted nearly 40 minutes and left the victim with extensive injuries.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Legislation to give Shelby County voters a choice to either raise property taxes or increase local option sales tax to fund a new jail failed at the state capitol Wednesday. The legislation would have asked Shelby County voters on the August 2026 ballot if they would be in favor of increasing that sales tax by 1%, making the rate 3.75%. Local officials will now have to study other ways to replace this aging jail, including raising those property taxes. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 27 after the hour. It's the Wake Up Crew. It's Thursday morning. I'm John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett. We're here all morning long for you. Right on up to Swap and Shop. That's where you get to call in, or you can text. And
yeah.
If you've got something to sell. I bought me a new 13-inch color TV, by the way. I'm going to put it on my kitchen counter, trying to find an antenna that'll work. I've bought like 12, and I still haven't found one that can go over 60 miles. I can get channel 2, but I really don't need many stations. It's just when I'm going to take all my food that I eat on the couch, it's going to go to the table where the dog won't have his face looking right at me, you know, while I'm eating. So
I thought you had that direct thing that you could put on it.
A what? A who?
Direct TV.
I do, but I don't have an outlet for that. I don't have one. I'd have to get another one. I'd have to buy another one and put it in.
I thought you could use the streaming part of it, though.
Well, maybe I could. Maybe so. I might have to look into that. Roku it, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may do that. I don't know. That's a good point. Wow, you're so smart.
I've never had success with those. I mean, if you're living in Davidson County, probably you can get it pretty good. But unless you have an outdoor, huge antenna.
You can never get 4. You can never get 17 either.
Now, back in the day when it was analog, I remember at Dad's house, I'd have to go out and he had the antenna on the side of the house and you could turn a pole.
Well, to make it complicated, we have an outside. We put an antenna in the attic.
Yeah.
And Brett did. And I can get Sling. You can get to your local stations through Sling. You know, they have a free thing.
Yeah.
And they don't work half the time either. So it's weird. I don't know. But about ready to give up. But I only need a station, just one, just something to watch. That's just, I'm kind of addicted to eating and watching TV at the same time. Our song of the day today is.
Well, this is more from Uncle Sam's playlist.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny pay.
That's a good song. I think that may be from Abbey Road. I'm not really sure. But that's called You Never Give Me Your Money by the Beatles, 1969, on our Song of the Day.
They had 2 this week.
Yeah, they did.
Taxman and this one.
And if you ever get a chance to see a good video, watch the Kennedy Honors Center to honor Sir Paul McCartney.
Really?
Well, that's some good music in that. All right, we are now ready for some Today in History. We've got a long list today of things that happened on this 17th of whatever, what year? You know, April.
Of April, yeah.
Yeah.
Turn to Turner Security.
Wow, this list is long. Here we go. 1860, champion of England Tom Sayers and American John Heenan fight out a brutal 2-hour and 27-minute draw in England. Police stopped the fight, acknowledged as the first world title bout. They just kept on going, just slugged each other, just like that, over and over and over. Okay, 1933, Chicago Bears win their first NFL game, beating the New York Giants 23-21.
It's about the last time they won, isn't it?
Oh. 1939, Joe Louis KOs Jack Roper in one round for heavyweight boxing title. 1947, Jackie Robinson bunts. You got a bunt sound?
No. I don't.
Jackie Robinson bunts for his first major league hit. In 1961, the 33rd Academy Awards, Apartment is the name of the movie. It wins Best Film. Stars Burt Lancaster and Elizabeth Taylor win Best Actor and Actress.
Isn't it interesting, Jackie Robinson, his first hit was a bunt?
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
He was super fast. 1964, the Ford Mustang formally is introduced. It cost a whopping $2,368. Man, did you believe that?
I wish you could buy one for that today.
I think my first car, I paid $300 for it.
You wouldn't get a 64 Ford Mustang for that price today.
No. In 1970, Paul McCartney's first solo album, McCartney, is released. Baby, I'm a man. Maybe I'm a lonely man who's in the middle of something that he doesn't really understand. Do you think probably the Beatles and Elvis are in today in history more than any two artists, probably?
Most, and the Beatles individually.
Yeah.
If you group the Beatles and then their individual stuff with Elvis.
Yeah, I would gamble this once a week, at least once, at least one time. In 1993, two Los Angeles police officers are convicted in federal court of violating Rodney King's civil rights and sentenced to prison while two others are acquitted. In 2011, The Games of Thrones, based on the fantasy novels by George Martin, premieres on HBO. Did you ever get into Games of Thrones?
Never did.
I never did either. In 2019, Beyonce releases a live album of her 2018 Coachella performance on the same day as her Netflix documentary. And in 2021, the funeral of Prince Philip, consort to Queen Elizabeth II, held under COVID-19 restrictions at Windsor Palace in England. And that's a look at today in history here on this Thursday morning. We've got Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind, and we're going to take another look at the forecast and our first look at traffic, and we got to include Good Neighbor events as well. 6:33 here on The Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
April 17th, 1970. Paul McCartney released his first solo album, McCartney. April 17th, 1980.
Something happened in these woods.
The New York premiere of the Disney family horror movie.
Something that has never been explained.
The Watcher in the Woods, starring Betty Davis.
You hurt yourself.
The reaction was so negative, Disney went back and spent an extra $1 million to reshoot the ending.
The Watcher can go home too.
His date in 1982. Vangelis at the top of the album chart with the soundtrack to the movie Chariots of Fire. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. It will be breezy. Breezy conditions remain Thursday night, too. We drop back to 60 with mostly clear skies. Warmer Friday with a high of 84, mostly sunny and gusty winds expected. With partly cloudy skies into Friday night, we'll see breezy conditions at a low of 65. Then a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, high of 86. It will be breezy still. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Good morning. Appeared to be an accident. Pulled over to the side. I-24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway out in Antioch. Now, starting to get busy coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Traveling through Antioch right now on 24 going westbound with that traffic volume as it gets heavier. 65 southbound down through Millersville. Looks like they were patching up some potholes on 65 northbound at Long Hollow Pike a few minutes ago. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Check out the menu today and order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best.
to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
For over 78 years, WGNS has brought you the local news. And we still do. Thanks for tuning in during this Easter week. This Saturday evening, the music of Hank Williams at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. 7:30 Saturday night. Call them and get your tickets. That number is 615-563-ARTS. The music of Hank Williams, Saturday night at 7:30 at the Art Center of Cannon County. Well, the Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life over at the Red Cross. Right now, phone them at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. And the life skills training classes for persons unique with disabilities continues at Greenhouse Ministries. To learn more about that program, contact Carol Dudley at Greenhouse Ministries. Oh, don't forget, the Rutherford County Historical Society meets on Monday of next week, April 21st, 7 o'clock in the evening, over at Oakland's Mansion. 7 o'clock, Monday night, April 21st. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and Brian is here with our dad joke of the day. And I think we have got a Daryl Rigsby-themed dad joke for the next 3 days.
That's what it looks like.
So he gave me the option for either me to read it or you to read it. And I said, give it to Brian because it's his little baby. Oh. And I don't want to take credit for something that I don't deserve.
Well, the text I got forwarded to you says, give these to Brian. It didn't say your name.
I know. I had already talked to him.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah. I told him to send it to Brian, but he sent it to me anyway. So
yeah,
he said, forward it to Brian.
Yeah.
So these are all Daryl's. So you get to vote too. So,
okay.
All right.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I don't know. What?
One's really heavy and the other's a little lighter.
What do you think?
I really like it. Daryl, your jokes are amazing.
Be sure to record that. You know, he predicted that was going to happen.
Did he?
You recorded mine. I'm going to give him a 4.
A 4?
Yeah.
I'm going 4.9.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says Fed Chair Jerome Powell's, quote, termination
can't come soon enough, end quote, after Powell's comments on new tariffs.
These policies are still evolving, and their effects on the economy remain highly uncertain. As we learn more, we will continue to update our assessment.
On his Truth Social, the president's blasted Powell for waiting too long to lower interest rates. In a new statement, Harvard doubles down on its refusal to submit to more government oversight and demands it end diversity programs. CBS's Nikki Batiste
stands by its prior statement that the university will not surrender its independence or relinquish its constitutional rights.
Utility officials in Puerto Rico say 41% of customers now have power back a day after the entire island lost it. Locals lament the economic toll.
Small businesses, some are forced to shut down and lose a day's income.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A recent court ruling means that car booting will remain largely prohibited across Tennessee, a decision that could affect parking enforcement practices in areas like Murfreesboro and Smyrna. The judge upheld legislation passed by the Tennessee General Assembly last year, which restricts car booting except in very limited situations. This decision follows years of public complaints and investigative reporting revealing unlicensed operations and delayed boot removals. Nashville Booting Company, one of the most active firms in Middle Tennessee, challenged the law, arguing that it crippled their business, which relied on booting up to 1,000 vehicles monthly. Despite this, the court found that the law serves the public interest by curbing potentially predatory practices. Notably, the state logged 85 booting-related complaints in the last 5 years, underscoring the law's intent to protect residents across Rutherford County and beyond. Meanwhile, a major undercover operation in Hendersonville targeted human trafficking resulted in 9 arrests, including individuals from Nashville and surrounding regions. The operation, coordinated by the TBI and multiple law enforcement agencies, focused on individuals attempting to engage in commercial sex acts with minors. Authorities placed decoy ads online and recovered 2 potential trafficking victims who are now receiving support from organizations like Thistle Farms and Cornea TN. The arrests include charges ranging from promoting prostitution to aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor. While the operation centered in Sumner County, its implications resonate throughout Middle Tennessee, including communities like Murfreesboro and Smyrna, highlighting the region's ongoing fight against human trafficking. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot of people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. after all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when, when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand-wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, we're at 12 before 7. The CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf is coming up at 6:57 this morning. I wonder if Matt knows you're doing that.
No.
Okay. And we'll also have our last look at the weather for the hour. Some good news from Atlanta. Well, I mean, there is some good news. The record's not there, but Ronald Acuna has been cleared to do lateral movements and running and catching balls now. So he should be back in a short time, a couple of weeks probably.
Do you think they sent him down to AAA for a little
bit? Yeah, two or three game rehab probably. And then, of course, you know, he may struggle because he hasn't faced live pitching, you know, all that kind of stuff. But and then Spencer Strider is I think, going to be back. I think he may already be back. But anyway, they've received some criticism over their lack of moves over the offseason.
Yeah.
And,
well, everybody was saying they're really gambling before the season started.
Well, you know, you got two of your stars out, yeah. And you didn't re-sign Fried, who's killing it in New York.
Yeah.
And you also had a situation where they needed a little bit more pitching they didn't go for anymore, and so now they're reaping the consequences.
Had their record been flip-flopped, I think they would have been able to weather those.
Oh, yeah.
But since – they have not performed as well.
There are even rumors that some of these big contracts that he signed with these young guys, that they may trade some of them to get a lot of young talent, get their farm system boosted back up. We'll see.
So they may have to sacrifice a year or two before?
Maybe. And I don't think it'll be a whole sellout, but I think you could see some changes. And I would think Brian Snitker will be gone after this year if the record is lousy.
They did that once.
He wanted to go 50 years with the organization, but he's at 49. But they may keep him in the organization, but I don't know that he'll be the manager. But that's all rumors. You know, if they come back and do great, and, you know, that'll all be a distant memory.
Are they too far out now or no?
I don't know. I don't think so. They're 5 games out. But
that's not bad.
That's not bad. But they got to get going. I mean, they just can't keep, you know.
I mean,
win one, lose two, win one, lose two.
Yeah. I mean, losing a series to the Marlins in a AAA area is not good.
Yeah. So
You're talking about Tampa Bay, you mean?
I mean Tampa Bay, yeah.
Yeah, in a minor league stadium. Matt Olson, too, he's too streaky for me. I can't – he might hit 30 home runs in 1 month and then go 3 months and not hit anything.
Did you watch any of the weekend games from Tampa Bay?
I just watched the one they won.
What does it look like?
It's very small.
Is it?
And you can hit them out. I mean, you should be able to hit them out.
It's kind of like the Greer Stadium.
I don't think it looks as good as Greer Stadium, actually. I think Greer Stadium looks better. Or whatever they call it now.
Well, First Horizon.
First Horizon, yeah. All right, we got to celebrate some birthdays this morning.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I'm going to do a complete reversal this morning just to break things up. I'm doing the local birthdays first.
Oh, wow.
All right, then we'll do the celebrity birthdays.
I like it.
That means you've got a little part to do.
Okay. I'm on it.
Beverly Barker has a birthday today. You sent her in her name.
I do know Beverly.
Linwood Remington. I remember Linwood.
He and I were in the same grade at Walter Hill.
Penny Bolton, Jackie Mamrock, and Arthur Gut Garner have birthdays today. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
My Uncle Gut.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Cowan.
Wow.
He listens, too, by the way. So, happy birthday.
Gut. Happy birthday,
That's right. So, send in your birthday's anniversary, 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. You can call, text. Best way to do it is text. Be sure to give us the correct spelling of the name and a phone number. So, if they win the banana pudding, they could be the big winner today. So, get on the horn here.
Could he possibly – why do they call him Gut?
That was just a nickname that happened, I think. My mother-in-law gave it to him.
I thought maybe he had, a little overhang there.
Well,
not really. Don't want to say, do you? You won't get a birthday gift of your own.
He and I have a similar physique, let's just say.
Okay. All right, now to celebrity birthdays. 1837, J.P. Morgan, Sr., American financier and banker, president of General Electric, Steel Corporation, AT&T. 1918, William Holden, American actor. He was in The Blue Knight, Sunset Boulevard, Sabrina, The Bridge on the River Kwai, born in Illinois. He died in 1981. They found him in his hotel room, and he had fallen and hit his head on the end table.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then died, yeah. 1923, Harry Reisner, American newscaster, 60 Minutes, ABC, and CBS, born in Dakota City, Iowa. You remember Harry Reisner? Probably.
I do.
Yeah, he was good. He was a good broadcaster.
He and Mike Wallace were there for a long time.
And he was with ABC for a long time. I think he was one of their early newscast people. In 1961, Boomer Esiason, American NFL quarterback, born in East Islip, New York. And 1972, Jennifer Garner, American actress. Must be the theme song to Alias.
I guess so. I've never seen Alias.
1974, Victoria Beckham, English singer and fashion designer. She was Posh of the Spice Girls. And as we promised, we're going to take that last look at the weather as we come up on the 7 o'clock hour. And you know what happens then? It's hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. It will be breezy. Breezy conditions remain Thursday night, too. We drop back to 60 with mostly clear skies. Warmer Friday with a high of 84, mostly sunny and gusty winds expected. With partly cloudy skies into Friday night, we'll see breezy conditions at a low of 65. Then a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, high of 86. It will be breezy still. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Good morning. There's been a couple of wrecks out here, but right now we're watching traffic increase with that volume coming through Wilson County, especially the Mount Juliet area right now. On 40 going westbound, headed on over into Hermitage. Looks like it's trying to slow down at times. 65 south here at Trinity Lane, coming down through Madison as it gets heavier up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 north as you work your way up through Williamson County. When you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, there's only one name to remember and to call, and that's STR Towing and Recovery. STRtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat.
In case you're not aware, we're witnessing the great James Marsden Renaissance.
Really?
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah, really. He's in Paradise on Hulu. He had a big hit, too, with Jury Duty on Prime. Next, he's been cast in season 2 of Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple TV Plus with Jon Hamm. How many W-2s is this guy going to collect? He's also set to star in Marvel's Avengers Doomsday, returning as Cyclops, a role he originated in the first X-Men film 25 years ago. And Miley Cyrus's new movie, Something Beautiful, will premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival here in New York. It's the companion piece to her new album of the same name that'll drop May 30th. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, time up already for the 6 o'clock hour, but we are going to be back with more. And we're going to have Throwback Thursday with you. And good neighbor and birthday announcements, all that kind of thing for you coming up next hour here on the Wake Up Crew. Our good neighbor today is Keith Tobias for the way he cares for friends and family and strangers alike. He has a wonderful heart. Keith Tobias will receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, so if you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, it's really easy. If you text the word neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450, you'll get a reply. You just tap on that link, fill out the information, and once you click submit, we've got it. And then you can save that web form right there in the favorites on your phone. You can do the same by going to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. That way you can get in that special person. We're taking those now, so go ahead and give us a ring, if you would.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And stay tuned for the news coming up next at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Rising tariff tensions.
The full impacts have yet to be fully felt.
Lights out.
An island-wide power outage in Puerto Rico.
Is there life on another planet?
This is a monumental discovery.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaffin. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump says on social media this morning that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the swipe comes after Powell warned the Trump trade war will likely mean higher inflation and slower economic growth.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's tone was measured as he warned that President Trump's trade moves could take a rare toll.
The tariffs are larger than forecasters had expected, certainly larger than we expected.
Powell said the tariffs are likely to drive prices up, while at the same time causing growth to slow and unemployment to rise, a combination of factors known as stagflation. As Powell spoke in Chicago, U.S. stock markets started to sink, even as Trump insisted online that America is back thanks to his tariffs.
This is recklessness at another level.
California's governor announced Wednesday his state is suing Trump. Gavin Newsom claims industries there, from tech to agriculture, stand to lose billions from Trump's trade war with China, Canada, and Mexico. In response to the lawsuit, the White House said the trade deficit is a national emergency and vowed to tackle it using every tool.
A federal judge has found probable cause to hold members of the Trump administration in contempt for ignoring his order to stop several deportation flights to El Salvador. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
1 month after deportation flights of foreign nationals to El Salvador, federal judge James Boasberg threatened a contempt investigation against the Trump administration, who he said deliberately flouted his orders to turn the planes around. The judge's order says the Trump administration tried to outrun the court and launch planes of deportees before he could issue an order to review the matter. Among those on the flights was Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who the administration acknowledges was deported by mistake from Maryland to El Salvador despite having protected status. The Supreme Court ruled the Trump administration should facilitate his return, but the Department of Justice says he won't be allowed back into the U.S.
He was a member of MS-13.
Reports say the IRS is said to be considering acting on the Trump threat to revoke Harvard University's tax-exempt status. CBS's Nikki Batiste says the school is now being pressured in other ways, too.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem is giving the university until the end of the month to turn over detailed records of foreign student visa holders, quote, illegal and violent activities. If the school refuses, she says Harvard will lose its certification, allowing the enrollment of foreign students. Noem claims Harvard, quote, fuels a cesspool of extremist riots and threatens our national security.
There's been a call for a delay in a high-profile California resentencing hearing that is set for today.
Eric and Lyle Menendez will view the resentencing hearing from a prison in San Diego by video. Attorney Mark Garagos will ask for a sentence reduction on the grounds the pair have shown remorse and taken responsibility, at the same time pointing out the crime was a reaction to sexual abuse by their father, Jose Menendez, over a period of years. L.A. District Attorney Nathan Hochman will have prosecutors ready to counter, saying until the brothers admit their lies of self-defense and suborning and attempting to suborn perjury, they're not rehabilitated and pose an unreasonable risk of danger to public safety. Pete Demetrio for CBS News, Los Angeles.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in Puerto Rico, where slowly the lights are coming back on after a massive blackout.
This is nothing new for Puerto Ricans. Ever since Hurricane Maria struck in September 2017, severely damaging the territory's already deteriorating energy infrastructure, intermittent power outages have become a fixture of life. We came across Miguel Duarte and his wife, who are relying on a candle for light. He is one of many frustrated by the constant power issues.
Do you think it's always going to be like this? Que siempre va a ser así? Que no lo arreglan, dice usted.
No, no.
They're not going to fix it. So. He says every day, same thing, same thing. No hope that it's going to get any better.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. the craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Changes at the Food and Drug Administration could alter and perhaps limit food inspections. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Multiple federal health officials tell CBS News that the Trump administration has asked FDA officials to begin drawing up plans to end routine food safety inspections, outsourcing their work to state and local authorities to conduct oversight. While the FDA already contracts with many states to conduct some routine food facility inspections, officials told us those are usually reserved for the lowest risk inspection targets, like warehouses.
The Trump administration plans to rewrite part of the Endangered Species Act that prohibits harming the habitats of threatened species. CBS's Tracy Wolf reports environmentalists fear that could spark logging, mining, and other developments that could lead to the extinction of some endangered species.
Environmental organizations will fight tooth and nail. They will take the administration to court to make sure that these rollbacks don't happen. But they did say that should Trump get his way, specifically with the Endangered Species Act, we could see very long-term permanent effects of these rollbacks.
Three men were killed in a boat collision during a major fishing tournament on a lake in northwest Alabama. The cause of yesterday's early morning crash is not clear. The final day of the events was called off. Signs of possible life far, far away from planet Earth.
I'm Vicky Barker in London on a watery exoplanet called K2-18b in the constellation Leo, 134 light years away. Cambridge University scientists say they've detected a chemical that's only produced by living organisms such as plankton.
If this turns out to be true, this would be one of the defining moments of modern astronomy.
Team leader Niku Madhusudan now working to confirm the findings.
88-year-old Pope Francis was a no-show at the Holy Thursday Mass today at the Vatican. It's not clear if he'll take part in any events later in the day. The Vatican says his health has been improving since his long hospital stay. New York City's medical examiner says Michelle Trachtenberg died of complications from diabetes. The 39-year-old actor was found dead at her home in February. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen up, Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. So let's do it again and get vaccinated. We're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults under 50. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com to schedule. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
7:09. Good morning, everybody, from News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett as we continue another hour of the Wake Up Crew. And right now, we kick it off with a check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. It will be breezy. Breezy conditions remain Thursday night, too. We drop back to 60 with mostly clear skies. Warmer Friday with a high of 84, mostly sunny and gusty winds expected. with partly cloudy skies into Friday night. We'll see breezy conditions at a low of 65. Then a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, high of 86. It will be breezy still. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. We're working with a minor accident, 24 westbound off-ramp at Walden Road. Now, traffic's already heavy in that area, leaving Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville as you head up through the Antioch area. Traffic's picked up even more at 65 southbound down through Millersville. Looks like it's still a little bit slow because of some road work. Northbound 65 there around Long Hollow Pike. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. You don't want to miss it. Check out their menu today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Middle Tennessee Electric presents the 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out the Kids Zone, hands-on games and activities. It's free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the Square. Check out rcearthday.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've got two of the three here today and all through the rest of next week as Dalton getting geared up for Easter and then the recovery after. But glad you're with us. Thursday morning, episode 1638. It's April 17th. And Easter is on Sunday. Tomorrow is Good Friday. So maybe you've got something to do for that, too. I think school's around, aren't they?
When?
Good Friday.
No, I don't know. I think they are. They usually are, but I don't know.
That's something that I have missed for some reason this year. Let me just double check.
It wasn't on our list, so obviously.
Yeah, I think I just forgot to look. But April 15th. Yes. Schools are out. Schools close tomorrow. That's the county. I'm sure the city is very similar.
Yeah. They usually are for Good Friday.
Yeah. So, sorry we haven't been reminding you of that this week. That was...
Yeah, let's see whose fault that is. Okay, Brian.
I've just had
Barrett.
So much going on. But yeah, day out for everybody. And then the next one, you know when that is? Memorial Day.
Ooh, wow.
So the end is near.
Yeah, I knew when we get to that last part of April, it's pretty much done.
Yeah, pretty soon we'll be talking about baseball and softball postseason.
Well, we hope so.
We'll be starting it in May anyway. Yeah. Just a little tease, a little later on, we're going to kind of continue. It's been a little bit of a sportier show than we normally have. We've talked about the Masters. We've talked some Braves. And on Throwback Thursday, that kind of got me to thinking about some of the most historic sporting events in United States history. So we're going to talk about as many of those as we can think of a bit later on here this morning.
Ooh, that's pressure.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a guideline or something? Or?
I've got something pulled
up.
Good.
I didn't want to do it off the top of my head.
Give us some things to talk about. But... that's what's coming up a little later on and our conversation with the Villages of Murfreesboro. But right now, quickly, our song of the day as we check in on Uncle Sam's playlist here for this Thursday morning. Here's another one from the Beatles.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny paper. And in the middle of negotiations, you break.
Well, that is You Never Give Me Your Money from the Beatles, 1969. And so I heard on Today in History a moment ago, John, that Paul McCartney's album, first solo album, McCartney, came out in 1970. So this was near the end.
It was very toward the end. In fact, the Let It Be album, I think, was made before 1970, but it came out in 1970. So the last Beatle album came out the same year his first album came out. So really, Paul McCartney kind of ended the Beatles. But he didn't really end it, but he wanted to keep going. But But when they decided, you know, everybody said, oh, we're leaving, we're quitting. So he went out and went ahead and did his album.
So that's really what I was going to ask you, what the, I'm sure we've talked about it before on the show, but what led to the end of the Beatles? I mean, they were making money, obviously.
I think John Lennon and George was unhappy because he didn't get to do as many songs. But now he did have a lot on that last Abbey Road album, I think. But John was frustrated. And
I heard it was more John than anything.
Probably, yeah. And if you'll notice the last album or two, Paul was doing more of the singing in a lot of those. You know, it just became more his band. So, and Ringo was just happy to be alive, you know. But, you know, Ringo had a really good, he had a really good solo career too. I mean, they all did well.
John Lennon's debut album came out in 1970 as well.
Yeah. Imagine, was that Imagine?
It says the debut studio album, Unfinished Music.
I don't think his did as well. He didn't get going until probably, I think it was more like 76, maybe, with Imagine. And then didn't hear anything until right before his death, and he had a great album. He had a Double Fantasy album that was awesome. But a lot of that came after he died.
This is Unfinished Music number one, yeah. Was the first album.
I don't know. I never bought that album, so. I was not a huge John Lennon fan. I was a Paul fan, but I wasn't John Lennon.
Mm.
George had My Sweet Lord, and that was 1970, 71. So yeah. They all kind of had hits, and Ringo came one in 74. He had a hit with Photograph, and it was written with somebody else, and I need to look that up sometime, but I did not know that it was co-written. I forgot who it was that wrote it with him, but that was pretty popular.
So with Paul, right?
No, Ringo.
Oh, Ringo.
Look up Ringo and Photograph and see who wrote that song.
Let's see. It says that he and George Harrison.
George Harrison, that's right. It was George. George wrote helped him write that song. So, yeah. And that's probably his biggest hit.
1973.
I don't want to change the subject, but I do want to talk about one more sports thing.
Okay.
That's in the news. Nico Amaliava.
Oh, yeah.
No longer a Tennessee Vol.
That's weird, isn't it?
And they just told him to hit it, you know.
I bet they were really frustrated because they really went to bat for him, mm-hmm. You know, this last year with the NCAA in the offseason, and then he just leaves for more money. But, I mean, my thinking, I had a conversation last weekend with somebody about that. I said, well, this is the NCAA's doing.
Right.
I mean, this is the monster that's been created, and I don't know how you put it back in the bottle.
I don't either. I don't know. And that's what Nick Saban, why he quit. You know, he saw this coming. And
well, and Dabo Sweeney says he's not going to operate like that. But, I mean, if you're going to go play at Clemson, how is he going to get the athletes in there? So,
and he won't.
I don't think so.
More than likely. So, but good luck to Nico, but I think Tennessee will be all right.
I don't get it.
His year wasn't that great anyway.
True.
You know, so I don't know. So
well they did make the playoffs, and they lost to the eventual national champion.
Yeah.
Sports news for you.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Dallas Mavericks are still alive after defeating the Kings in Sacramento 120-106. Anthony Davis, 27 points, 9 rebounds. Klay Thompson, 23 points, including 5 threes.
It's why you train so hard year in and year out to be ready for moments like that. And I know I didn't end my season last year so well in this same building. And I knew once I saw one go in and I got my feet under me. I was going to let it go until I missed. And luckily for me, I didn't miss that quarter. And I think that helped us separate and hold on to that lead, obviously, for the rest of the night.
Dallas will now face Memphis on Friday for the 8th seed in the West, while the Heat eliminated the Bulls 109-90 in their play-in game. And Tyler Hero didn't miss a shot until the second half, ended with 38 points. Miami will now face Atlanta on Friday to compete for the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. And in baseball, the Dodgers completed a 3-game sweep of the Rockies with an 8-7 win.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee.
Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Fair Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Call Fair Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots, Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Dr. Ishelle Edie is Read to Succeed's Executive Board Vice President. She's a relentless advocate for non-traditional students and believes strongly in one-on-one mentoring. Dr. Edie closes the gap between people and possibilities, providing the support and guidance to encourage dreaming big and achieving never-before-imagined goals. Thank you, Dr. Ishelle Edie.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722, it's the Wake Up Crew, and I'm Brian Barrett. We head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. Sandy Freeman joins us, the Memory Care Clinical Director, and a very important topic. If you have a loved one or know someone who has a loved one that is struggling with dementia, this is for you. I think this will really help you these next couple of minutes. And Sandy, we're going to be talking about something that you've been seeing there at the Villages pretty prevalently here lately.
You know, one of the biggest things that we've been talking about lately and I've been discussing with families is the feeling of loss related to dementia and how we cope with that grief. You know, recognizing the progressive nature of the illness, you know, resulting in the losses, acknowledging the losses along the way, managing the range of emotions that come along with those things, and then seeking support of others is so important. You know, it's something you really don't talk about and something that's not really prevalent in the community as we're talking about dementia. You know, we talk about that person and we talk about the progression of the disease and those type things. But what we do not talk about as often, you know, that I love talking to my families about is the feelings they're having, you know, the ambiguous loss of that loved one. And, you know, they're physically present, but cognitively they're absent. And I've heard so many times family members say, "That's my mom, but that's not my mom." You know, and my mom would never do those things. And coping with your mom may have never said a curse word in her entire life. And now she regularly does, you know, say curse words or do certain actions. My mom would never like peas. I get those all the times. My mom would not eat a pea to save her life. And now mom wants pea salad. She wants pea soup. You know, all these kind of things in dealing with the dementia as the disease progresses and takes away, you know, that loved one from you, you know, and that's a true loss. That's a feeling of grief. We go through the grieving process. We have denial. We have anger. We feel guilt. We have sadness, you know, but we do have to get to that acceptance point.
You know,
so I want to normalize that grief.
Yeah. And that is such a key point, because I think we get into care mode. You know, we've got to do this to care for this person, and then we kind of shove down our feelings of, you know, this is hard. This I don't understand this feeling, but it's grief, maybe.
Absolutely, and we've got to normalize that. It's okay to feel grief. I can remember when I lost my grandmother a couple years ago. You know, I always say I lost her twice. I lost her the first time to dementia and to all those things that she did, and she wasn't my grandmother, quote unquote, anymore. And then I lost her physically. And it's okay. We need to normalize that grief that we have with that initial loss with dementia and know how to take care of ourselves. You know, self-care is very important, mental, physical, and emotional well-being, especially when you're going through the trials of dementia with the person that you love and care about, is so important. And that's also why it's important to find a support system, a support group. You know, we have a support group here at the Villages that meets the second Tuesday of every month at 4 o'clock, you know, and we would love to have people join. And it's, you're not the only person feeling that way. You're not the only person whose mom or dad has dementia, or that you have felt, you know, those grieving emotions related to dementia. Come talk to us about it. Call me. Let's talk about it. You know, it's very important to get those feelings out there and know that you're not the only one feeling that way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true. And you mentioned something, you know, you come out of the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and you spend time with family and, you know, maybe grandma, grandpa are not like what they used to be. And it aids in that seasonal depression that a lot of people get just with the cold and January, February, March. And so just, I guess the key is don't feel like you're the only one going through it.
Absolutely. Talk to people. You know that you're not the only one that's feeling the loss, and you're going to go through that grieving process. Like we said, you know, coping with the dementia, you know, as you see the behaviors and those type things, you get frustrated, you know, you get upset. You think, like I said, oh my gosh, my mother would never do this or that, or, or those things, or my father was never this person or that person. And that's okay to feel that way, because there's a ton of people that feel that way as well.
If you feel like you don't have one or someone to really talk to about it, that's why a support group is key. And, you know, I know you mentioned the support group that meets there. If someone wants to call and ask questions, they should just call the Villages and talk to you and maybe kind of get involved with that support group.
Absolutely. I recently had a family member come in and had a terminal diagnosis for their parent who has dementia. And we were talking through those things, and it's not a person that we take care of. But, you know, I'm more than willing to talk to anybody. You know, we have to support each other. We're all in this together, and we've all had these emotions.
Sandy Freeman has been with us today, the Memory Care Clinical Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Their phone number, 615-848-3030.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Our congregation is made up of a variety of nationalities.
Visit Holy Hill Chapel, tn.org, to hear our podcast.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
I think that you need to consider what's going to be happening in the near future. And I am pleased that I moved before my children had to move me. And I think that's a very good point, to look at what you foresee happening and then make plans of your own for that. And then you have a real voice in where you go and what kind of thing you do.
The Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do, to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
On online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's 7:30. Finally made it here on this Thursday morning, episode 1638 of The Wake Up Crew. Some birthdays we have for you this morning. How about Beverly Barker, Linwood Remington, also Penny Bolton, Jackie Mamrick, and Arthur Garner, Uncle Gut, celebrating a birthday today. Those are the names we had coming into the morning this morning on this 17th of April. If you want to add to the list, it's very simple, but you got to do it now. This is kind of our deadline time to get in birthdays and anniversaries. 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Taking part in Murfreesboro's special census is quick and easy. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
7:31 now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. It will be breezy. Breezy conditions remain Thursday night too. We drop back to 60 with mostly clear skies. Warmer Friday with a high of 84. Mostly sunny and gusty winds expected. With partly cloudy skies into Friday night, we'll see breezy conditions at a low of 65. Then a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, high of 86. It will be breezy still. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 48 degrees.
Good morning. Still limping along just north of town as they do some road work. They've narrowed it down to one lane on 65 northbound at Long Hollow Pike. Again, we're just glad it wasn't in the southbound lanes because that's where the heaviest volume of traffic is this time of the morning. But again, a pretty good slowdown over here on 65 northbound north of Nashville at Long Hollow Pike. It's building I-40 through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County. If you recently received some hail or storm damage to your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Just check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Patterson Park Community Center in Murfreesboro is undergoing major upgrades as part of a multi-year $2 million renovation aimed at enhancing accessibility and recreational opportunities. The improvements include over 80 new parking spaces, a new splash pad, and an inclusive playground designed for children of all abilities. Jernell Jenkins, the center's superintendent, noted that the construction follows 6 years of planning and is expected to take about 6 months. The upgrades reflect the center's growing popularity in Murfreesboro and a continued commitment to the community well-being. Jenkins, who began volunteering at the center as a youth leader, has witnessed its evolution firsthand and expressed excitement about the facility. As Patterson Park sees transformation, another celebration is heading to locations across Rutherford County. Free Comic Book Day returns on Saturday, May the 3rd, with festivities planned at libraries in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Eagleville, and beyond. Participating locations include Limeball Library, the Myrtle Glent and Lord Library at Patterson Park, the Smyrna Public Library, and the Eagleville Bicentennial Library. Visitors can pick up free comic books and are encouraged to dress as their favorite comic book character. Events start as early as 9 a.m. and run through 4 p.m., depending on the location. Local shops like Outer Limits Borough and The Great Escape in Murfreesboro are also joining in on the fun, making the day a countywide celebration of graphic storytelling. Whether you're a comic book enthusiast or a curious newcomer, Free Comic Book Day offers a fun, family-friendly way to dive into the world of adventure. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett with WGNS Radio, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
I had 5 drunk driving charges in the last 6 years of my drinking, and I drank for over 55 years. My probation officer threatened me with a year in jail. So the next day I went to my first AA meeting. I had tried many times in my life to quit drinking, but always went back to even heavier drinking. For me, the AA program has been the easier, softer way to stop drinking. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 from The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS on a Throwback Thursday.
Ah, do you remember these?
Well, today we're going to look at some of the greatest, most historical sports events in history. And we're going to start from right off of the very top. Numerous sources, John, say that the Miracle on Ice in 1980 was the biggest historical United States sporting event ever.
I would agree with that. That kind of, you know, Russia was our enemy at the time, and to be able to beat them and win the gold, that was because they dominated ice hockey for years and years. So I'd have to agree with that. So emotionally and politically and historically.
Well, I'm going to give you some nicknames, and I think you'll be able to follow along with what events happen. Also on the list, the fight of the century, Ali and Frazier, 1971.
Was that the Thriller in Manila or the... I don't think so.
It was the first one.
Okay. Yeah.
And they were both undefeated.
Joe Frazier won that one, didn't he? Won the first one? Did he win it or did Muhammad win it?
Frazier won unanimously.
Yeah.
Knocking him out.
Then they had the Thriller in Manila and Muhammad won.
Right.
Okay.
This is one that's right up your alley. May 7th, 1989. No one around you would know about the champions that the Bulls would win. Few of them will ever expect, but an upset win when Michael Jordan hits a buzzer beater game winner, fist pump in the air. MJ's, it's called the shot.
Yeah, the one they think he pushed off.
Yeah,
the defender. Yeah,
maybe he did. I don't know.
Who were they playing?
I don't know, and this doesn't say.
Makes me. I want to think the Pistons, but I don't know if that's right or not.
Maybe so. It was in '89.
No, they were in the same division. It'd been somebody from out west, I guess.
Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game.
Yeah, didn't see that. I wasn't old. Well, I don't know.
62.
Yeah. Too young, but. And nobody's ever done that before. Of course, he was the only 7-footer in anywhere.
Yeah. Well, there was no TV coverage. There was no video. There were only about 4,000 people there. And interestingly enough, it wasn't until 1988 that they found the radio broadcast of that game.
Wow. He was with the 76ers, I think, at the time. I think that's right.
Yeah. Babe Ruth calls his shot in October of 1932.
Is that true? Is that really true? I guess it is, if it's on there. So, I always thought that was kind of a legend.
But. It was game three of the World Series. They say, some people say that he did or he didn't, but apparently he pointed out.
Yeah. And then, I think what he was doing, he was going the direction I'm going to go in. Here's where I'm going to go with it.
Maybe so.
But anyway, still historic.
The Olympic men's 4x100 relay in Berlin Olympics in 1936, Jesse Owens.
Yeah, Hitler was a bad guy, and it was in Germany, and we fleeced them, baby.
The Immaculate Reception.
That was Franco Harris.
1972, it was the AFC Divisional playoff game.
Steelers were coming from behind, and they tipped the ball, and it went right into Franco Harris's hands, and he ran in for the touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Frankie Robinson's first major league game comes
Jackie,
in there.
Jackie, I'm sorry,
not Frankie. I was thinking what you said a second ago. Jackie Robinson, 1947, kind of a no-brainer there. This is the greatest game nobody ever saw. July 1992, the U.S. men's team won by more than 31 points a game. Chuck Daly was the coach.
Oh, yeah.
You had Michael Jordan.
America's team.
Yeah.
Team.
You had, just all greats on that team.
I know you got some more. There's one that remembers in my memory that forever and ever. July 4th game in Atlanta Stadium, and they were playing the Mets, and it was like 8-8. Oh, no, it was 9-8. And Rick Camp was the only batter left. He was a pitcher. He was the only. And John Sterling said, if he hits a home run, you know, I'll eat my, you know, shorts or something like that. And Rick Camp hit a home run to tie it. The Braves lost the game eventually, but that was an amazing 17th inning.
Well, that's some of the biggest historical sporting events to ever happen.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
The city of Murfreesboro is growing, and we need your help to prove it by participating in the special census. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
We want to get an accurate count of our residents compared to the last census. The more people that are counted, the more state shared revenue dollars Murfreesboro receives.
It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
The cost if Middle Point doesn't exist to you as a taxpayer is going to be significant.
Trash? Let's be careful where we throw it away.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg.
Garbage that we generate will have to be taken upstream.
That's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
Cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill. We don't need to take our garbage up the creek without a paddle.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake Up Crew, back here with you at 7:42. And we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. The 24th annual Earth Day celebration is coming up Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. They're going to have free hot dogs and popcorn, plus the electric griddle food truck serving up those gourmet grilled cheese. Free fun for the whole family April 26th on the square. More at rcearthday.com. rcearthday.com. Okay, so this morning we say good morning to the good neighbor of the day, Keith Tobias, our good neighbor for the way he cares for friends and family and strangers alike. He has a wonderful heart, someone tells us. So Keith Tobias, congratulations. Enjoy the flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and your good neighbor friends here at WGNS. So thanks to Jenny Harrison for continuing to support the good neighbor of the day. And thanks to whoever wrote in to tell us about Keith. We'd certainly love to get that information from you. I know you've got probably dozens of people that you could nominate as good neighbor of the day, and that would certainly help us out a lot so we can recognize them. We want to recognize the good things that people do in the community. So text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the very easy ways to get in your good neighbor of the day to us.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, this is the first in a triple crown attempt by Daryl Rigsby with the dad joke of the day.
Yeah, it's a big undertaking.
Yeah. So, got three jokes. Here's the first one. We'll do one tomorrow and then one next week. John, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I don't know.
One's really heavy and the other's a little lighter.
Replay.
I think you gave him a 4.9.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really a 4.99.
You're such a suck up. I gave him a 4. which is a good joke for a good start for him.
Yeah. Well, you saw these. You probably read them already.
Trying to do the Triple Crown is pretty tough.
Well, if anyone can do it, it's Daryl.
Oh, jeez. Is he paying you? What's up with that?
Daryl, your jokes are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you say. I don't disagree anymore.
You don't?
Nope.
Wow.
You're going to make it up anyway.
What have we learned on the Wake Up Crew today?
Well, we had a very sports-like program today, really.
It was, you know, honestly, we hardly ever do that.
No, we don't. And it wasn't about our sports. We do.
No.
I mean, anyway. We talked about the Masters and Rory McIlroy's big win and come-from-behind win. And
the hardest name to say.
Rory.
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a lot of Rorys.
Well, I'm a distinguished broadcaster. I don't have any problem with it. We talked about Darryl Rigsby and his attempt at a Triple Crown and dad jokes of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets below a three, though, he fails, okay? So I'm sure he won't in your book, but, I mean, I'm jury's still out. He's got two more to go.
You talked a little Braves, did a little diagnosis.
I did a little Braves, yeah. We did kind of took a scalpel on them and kind of cut them up a little bit, see what was going on. Talked about Nico leaving UT. And then we wrapped it up with Throwback Thursday with historical sporting events.
Do you think Nico did that to try to get into a negotiation to get more money at Tennessee?
Oh, yeah.
They just said, bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah. You get into that war, you're really in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Tennessee had a choice. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Man, that's...
Because you got to pay the next guy.
You know? 5 years ago, we would have never thought that this could have been an issue.
No, it's going to ruin the sport, really, I think. That's my opinion, not WGNS's.
I mean, it's becoming a pro sport.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Honestly. And what happens, I mean,